Brett, how do you view this opportunity here, both short-term and then long-term for your future?
It's just like any other game I was playing in. Just trying to get a victory and do the best I can and put this team in the best position to win the game. So,
does the future come up with you at all? I'll look at it.
Trying to play and win this game. You know, what happens, you know, there's no point to look and, you know, or worry about what's going to happen in the future, because if you do that, you miss, you know, what's happening now. So, for me, I'm just trying to make the most of this opportunity, win this game, and worry about next week after this.
Brett, what was that last week like? I mean, you have the 7 games where you're the guy, and then you take a step back and have a different role. Did you see it any differently, and can that benefit you at all this week?
I mean, you know, it's hard to play and then sit back again, but you know, I like to think of it as a nice little bye week. So, back in it and got another opportunity.
Physically, did it help as far as like just getting better with that hamstring or whatever else you may have been dealing with?
Just the body feels better. You know, 6-7 weeks playing, your body starts feeling it. So I feel a lot better. You know, running around healthy and just feeling good.
Hey, Brett, how beneficial is it to play defense you see?
Excuse me?
How beneficial will it be to play a defense that you have seen?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's nice to be able to play, you know, we've seen these guys, me personally, for 3 years now, but to play against these guys and now to get another chance to play them, it's a great opportunity. And, you know, they do what they do well, very well. You know, they're one of the best defenses in the league, and, you know, they're good at it.
What makes these guys so
good? Just sound. They you know, they're not going to get out of their fits, their run assignments. They're just a sound defense, really. Really good guys, too.
The first meeting over there, Harrison Smith seems to be a guy who's kind of all over the place, blitzing, coverage. How tough is that as a quarterback? I mean, to try to pay attention to maybe where that guy is, or how do you approach it as a player?
You know, we know Harrison Smith is a great safety. He's all over the field, and you always have to account for him. So, you know, we'll have something where it won't be like last game, you know, where he's free running around. You know, we'll have something.
Brett, besides the test football-wise, Saturday, how will this test your leadership to get a team to follow you and play hard? Right now it still feels like there's a bit of a hangover because you're not in the playoffs.
You know, it sucks, but at the same time, you know, I just got to play the best of my abilities. You know, as a leader, I feel like you have to lead by example sometimes more than just screaming at guys, because sometimes that doesn't get the job done. So this week, you know, it's more about just going out there and doing the best that I can to put this team in the best position to win.
When did you find out that you were starting for this next game?
When you guys found out.
Have you and Aaron talked about the situation? What have you guys said to each other about it?
We've talked. You know, Aaron obviously is around. He's in meetings and stuff like that. And, you know, we've talked. Obviously, he's not playing. And, you know, he's just supporting.
Do you look at yourself as maybe a team this week that can play a spoiler at all, because Minnesota's still playing for playoff seeding?
You know, we're just trying to win a game. You know, I care less about being a spoiler or, you know, whatever, you know, they're playing for. It's just we're just trying to win a game, and that's the name of it.
We don't know who you're going to roll in personnel-wise or whatever, but there's been maybe some hints going around that maybe some younger guys will get shots in different positions and to play a little bit more than usual. Have you got a sense that there's a little bit of excitement among some guys who maybe will get a more of an opportunity the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, we have a nice little package. Bakhtiari is going to line up wide, and Spriggs is actually going to be out there. So, you know, there's going to be some guys getting opportunities. Those two are very excited for their opportunity this week, being split out. So I'm sure they'll make the most of it.
Spriggs ran a good 40.
I'm telling you. You know, he looked good at practice today. And
how are his hands?
They're all right. You know, they're coming around. Hopefully by Saturday, they'll pick up.
The home versus road thing you've heard about and talked about, is it important to you to put together a good performance here at home because it hasn't worked out so well for the team in the home games?
I try to play my best every week. You know, I care less if it's at home, if it's away. I'm just trying to put this team in the best position to win. I try to bring it and give my best performance every week.
Zimmer was elated.
That's a great question. I want to go back to like Utah in college, and I want to say it was like 30. So this would be a little shocker.
What's the what's kind of the priority from a quarterback's perspective when the temperature is going to dip potentially as far down as it could go? Saturday?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll see. Just a play. I don't really have an answer. I mean, it's just cold, hot, rain, snow. Do what you got to do.
Zimmer was pretty complimentary towards you in our conference call today. I'm sure you're better in every phase, but is there a thing or two that really sticks out to you where you're a better quarterback now than a couple months ago?
Just experience. Last time we played him, that was my first extended time ever in the league in a regular season game. So it was a bit of a shock, obviously, nerves are running high, my heart is about to, bust out of my chest, and nerves are going. But now, I feel comfortable. I feel like I'm playing my game, and I'm just having fun. And, just that's pretty much the biggest thing.
What's the adjustment going to be like if you don't have Devontae?
There's guys that'll step up. We have a lot of playmakers in this room. So, Devontae's a huge asset for us. But if he's not up, it's the next man up.
A lot of fans see you chewing.
Briggs, actually.
Yeah. A lot of fans see you chewing gum the whole time. So how many pieces do you go through in a game?
You guys stay tuned to my social media account. I have a nice post coming about some gum. I got stocked very well. By Juicy Fruit and Extra. Yes, by Juicy Fruit and Extra. So I was very pleased. I'll have a lot of gum on the sideline, a lot of gum, and I go through three pieces in the first half and then three pieces the second half. So I like to keep very fresh supply on hand. And
Just one at a time, though?
No, all three at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. It is. Very important. Yeah.
Details.
Yeah.
Have you talked to Devontae much? We can't talk to him about the boys in the confession. Mm-hmm. But Mike McCarthy said this morning he's pissed off, he's angry.
I mean, yeah, I've talked to him here and there, and obviously, anybody can understand his frustrations, just because he wants to be out there playing, and he's been having a great season, so he just wants to be playing, and obviously, the hit was unnecessary, and he's in concussion protocol right now because of it, so yeah, I can imagine.